We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The words of Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence. The point of this, it lays out what Jefferson sees as equality, as based in the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence, the first 25% of it is a theoretical announcement to the world about equality, independence. The three-quarters of it is just a bitch session to the King of England. We're concerned with the first quarter because it's the first quarter of the Declaration that then serves as a basis for the basic liberties protected in the Constitution of the United States. So when Jefferson says that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator, when he says their Creator, what he's saying is each individual's own creator, as opposed to the creator, which would choose one particular religion. In that among that they are endowed with certain unalienable rights that are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's everything. So everybody is endowed with those rights. Now, this is going to have trouble playing out for minority groups such as women and blacks and gays and Japanese Americans and Indians throughout our history. But in its basic form, again, they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. This is going to cause some problems down the road when these people who have self-evident rights of equality are not protected. Those rights are not protected by either the state governments or the federal governments, and that's the struggle that will incur with the civil rights movement.